This is Peter Rosenberger. This is Hope for the Caregiver, hopeforthecaregiver.com. Hey, I want to tell you something real quick because it really flew all over me. How many of you all use ride shares of any kind, Uber and Lyft and so forth? Well, I've been using Lyft for years. And the morning of Gracie's surgery, I left the hotel. She's already in the hospital. I'm going over there 5 in the morning. There's snow in Denver. And the driver did not properly de-ice his car. So I opened the car door and part of the strip that was frozen along the whole side of it came off. Well, it wasn't my fault. I just opened the door. And I put the strip back in there and he charged me $150 for that. And Lyft took it out of my account, and I wrote an appeal and said, hey, what's up with this? And they just, they wouldn't hear it. And all I did was open the guy's door. So be aware that that kind of stuff can happen to you if you're out doing stuff back and forth to whatever with rideshare. And if it's frozen and so forth, because they'll ding you with it. But all I did was open the guy's door. It's not my fault that he hadn't de-iced his car or anything else. And they just zinged me for $150. So just kind of buyer beware, consumer beware. That kind of stuff happens out there, and I don't want to see you get dinged with it either. And that was a fine howdy do on the day Gracie was having a surgery. She'd been in surgery in 9 hours, and I get this thing on my phone that said, hey, you're being charged this too. And I'm like, come on. So I'm just putting that out there for you to let you know. Nobody likes surprises, particularly when we're already dealing with a lot of drama in our life. So just kind of be aware of that. This is Peter Rosenberger. This is Hope for the Caregiver,